few announcements as we begin our flight. Everyone should have a look at the safety card that is in the seat pocket in front of you. Not only does it have pretty pictures, but it has important information about the location and how to operate all exits and explains other safety features of this airplane. Please keep your seat belt fastened whenever the seat belt light is on. To be safe, we recommend your seat belt stays fastened whenever you're in your seat, just in case there is unexpected turbulence. And please comply with instructions from the in-flight team with regard to the fastened seat belt signs. For the 0.0001% of you who have never operated a seatbelt before, it works like this. Just insert the metal end into the buckle until it clicks, and pull on the loose end to tighten. To open, lift on the top of the buckle. Be sure the seatbelt fits low and tight across your lap, and you're good to go. There are four doors, two in the front and two in the rear. Each door has an inflation slide which inflates when the door is opened. There are also four window exits over the wings, also equipped with inflation slides. The slides at each door can also be detached from the airplane and used for flotation if necessary. Each door and window exit is indicated by an exit sign. There is also a path of white lights along the base of the seats that lead to red lights, which mark the exits. Take a moment to look around and find your closest exit. This may be behind you. Go on. We'll wait. It's unlikely, but if the cabin pressure changes suddenly during the flight, oxygen masks will automatically drop from the compartment above your seat. If this happens, pull one of the masks down to your face and cover your nose and mouth. Slip the elastic band around your head and tighten by pulling the loose ends at each side of the mask. Then, just breathe normally. Oxygen will be flowing to the mask, so don't worry if the bag doesn't inflate. Be sure to put your mask on before helping others and keep it on until a crew member advises you to take it off. Also unlikely is the possibility of a water landing, but just in case, a pouch containing a life vest is located under your seat. In first class, they are between seats at floor level. Take it out of the plastic bag and place the vest over your head. The strap goes around your waist and attaches with a buckle. Pull on the end of the strap to tighten. As you leave the aircraft, pull sharply on the red plastic handles to inflate. The vest can also be inflated by blowing into the red tubes at both shoulders. A water-activated locator light is attached at shoulder level. Keep in mind that your seat cushion is not a flotation device, so please don't take it home with you. A word about compliance from our friends at the FAA. The airplane is one big no-smoking zone, so you can't smoke in the restrooms or anywhere else on the airplane. Tampering with, disabling, or destroying restroom smoke detectors isn't allowed by law. And everyone is required to follow the instructions from the in-flight team and comply with lighted information signs and posted placards. Okay, as we get ready to take off, please check that your seat belts are fastened, seats and tray tables are up, and your electronics are off. As the crew comes through to make a final cabin check, please let us know if you have any questions or need any help. We promise to do everything we can to make sure you have a safe, comfortable flight, not least of which is ending this speech now. Thanks.